Ultimate power in the universe.
88.5 WRUR-FM Rochester.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Thanks for tuning in to the second to last edition of Crap from the Past that will ever air, in all probability, here on WRUR. Yep, I'm winding things down, and this week I have a tribute to Tony Carey, a tribute to Milli Vanilli. It's going to be beautiful. And I will answer the cosmic question, what's the connection between Cheap Trick, Led Zeppelin, and Milli Vanilli? It's that unholy trinity you've heard so much about, and I'll be talking about it a lot more here on Crap from the Past. Hi, it's 88.5 WRUR-FM Rochester. Let me start you off with an extended version of a single from the one-hit wonder group Hipsway. Here's The Honey Thief on Crap from the Past.
In the wacky, wild, whirling world of roller disco, the dancers are on wheels.
Brothers Johnson from the summer of 1977 and Strawberry Letter 23. Hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber here on Crap from the Past, and I'm going away. Unfortunately, next week is my last show. So if you're listening today, please call me up at 275-9787 so I could say goodbye to you in person. Here are Men at Work, 1983. The song wasn't a single here in the United States, but it had a video anyway. It's Be Good Johnny.
Play the fool.
Oh no more, oh no da, I'll be your golden boy. I will obey every golden rule. Get taught by the teacher not to daydream. Told by
Bigger, 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 b
Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
Breakfast Club from 1987 and Right on Track. Hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. And as I was wrapping things up here at WRUR, I thought I would dig through all my old production tapes and sort of condense them, put them all in one place. And I found some stuff that I don't think people have heard on the air in, oh, I don't know, 8 years since I actually made these things. So I'll be playing some antiquated station IDs tonight here on Crap from the Past. And I want to thank Pete, who works at another radio station in town. God bless you, Pete, for listening to Crap from the Past. Pete wanted to hear some ABBA, and I'll play that in a second. If you want to make a request, 275-9787, or just call me up so I can tell you goodbye in person.
Hey, you!
Don't go changing
your radio station.
This is
FM Rochester.
Yeah.
Something there to remind me. Then there was Promise Promises, and then there was When the Lights Go Out. Not a terribly successful single for the group Naked Eyes. After that, they released one more album and then busted up real good. And then a couple of, one of them, I forget, let's see, I think it was Simon Climie, no, Fisher. Rob Fisher, the guy who played the keyboards on that, went on to form Climie Fisher with Simon Climie and had a hit called Love Changes Everything. But that's not what you need to know right now. You need to know the phone number here at Crap from the Past, 275-9787, because I'm taking requests. I got to fill up this show somehow because I have practically nothing planned except for my Gigundus Milli Vanilli tribute and a very short tribute to a guy named Tony Carey. It's going to be amazing. 275-9787. This is Crap from the Past on WRUR.
A duck said so. A disco duck. Here's disc jockey Rick Dean.
Were treating me right, moving my feet to the disco beat. How in the world could I keep my seat? All of a sudden I began to change. I was on the dance floor acting strange, flapping my arms.
Types of music, but we found ourselves particularly inspired by Culture Club
on WRUR.
Down the road.
from the movie The Wiz. That's two very famous people singing "He's On Down the Road." Very famous people. Famous enough so that I'm going to turn this into a contest. I want to know, just name one of those two very famous people singing on "He's On Down the Road," a song that was included in The Wiz and was a chart hit in 1978, produced, incidentally, by Quincy Jones. That's a hint. I guess you could take it that way. Just as a point of reference and partially to show off, I'm demonstrating the depth of the Crap from the Past library here. "He's On Down the Road" was a remake. It was actually a small hit 3 years earlier for a group called Consumer Rapport. I'm going to play you about a minute or two of the original here while I wait for some phone calls. 275-9787 if you know who sang that remake of "He's On Down the Road." "On Down the Road" is originally covered by Consumer Rapport, and it was a remake about 3 years later in 1978 for two very famous people. It was included in the movie The Wiz, and it was sung by Diana Ross and Michael Jackson. I had a winner who called me 275-9787 who won his bad self a very fine cassette. Hey, thanks for listening. And I had a request. I have to thank everybody who have been listening at the Democrat and Chronicle, the big, huge newspaper here in town, and they've been listening faithfully every week for pretty much the last year and a half. And I got a call from Cran at the DNC who wanted to hear some Rick Springfield. So, Cran, thanks for listening for the past year and a half. And thanks. Hi, everybody over at the Democrat and Chronicle. I'm going to play you the last chart single ever for Rick Springfield. From 1988, here is "Rock of Life" on Crap from the Past. We'll be right back.
you are.
Sheriff, and they released a hit, or I guess a pretty bad single, called When I'm With You, and that went nowhere, so they reformed as Frozen Ghost and released that, and that dented the charts in 1987. Then they released another album, and that didn't do so well, and then Capitol Records re-released that old Sheriff tune called When I'm With You. Baby went all the way to number one, so Frozen Ghost got back together and reformed as the group 1927, and they had no hits, and that brings us pretty much up to the present day. Gotta congratulate Robert, who won his Bad Self a George Harrison cassette, for knowing that easy trivia question from a couple of minutes ago. Something you want to hear? 275-9787.
Take it.
Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
What do you say?
We can go if we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. See, we can dance, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance. Safe to dance, oh, well, it's safe to dance. Yes, save the dance. We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, everything's out of control. But we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, everybody look at your hands. But we can dance, everybody's taking the chance. Dance, well, it's safe to dance, yes, it's safe to dance. We'll save the dance. We'll save the dance. Let's save the dance. Let's save the dance. Yeah. Let's save the dance. It's safe to dance. Oh, let's save the dance. Let's save the dance. Let's save the dance. Let's save the dance.
Men Without Hats and a little tiny short version of the Safety Dance. Actually, if you bought the 45 when it came out in 1983, that's the version you heard. They added extra keyboards and they cut out that S-S-A-A-F-F part. Yep, going out to Matt, who's listening in Wayne County. To me, it's always astounding that our little tiny radio station reaches all the way into the next county. But hey, Matt, thanks for listening, and I certainly appreciate the phone call. Now, people have asked me about Tony Carey over the last couple of weeks, so I thought I would do an extremely short tribute to the guy named Tony Carey. He sang lead for the group Planet P. I believe he was a member of Rainbow, but I'm not sure. And then he had two solo hits, and I'm going to play, well, one of them was called A Fine, Fine Day, and I've played that fairly recently. So let me play you the other one, never before aired here on Crap from the Past. This is called The First Day of Summer. This is Crap from the Past on WRUR-FM. Tony Carey.
Thank you.
If I can create a fantasy for people, give them a couple of hours to dance their hearts out, to make them forget they have a payment to make tomorrow, then I think I'm doing a public service.
Planet P from 1983 and Why Me, featuring lead singer Tony Carey. Yep, there it is, my extremely short tribute to the career of Tony Carey, which spanned about 2 years to the best of my knowledge. And before that, you heard The First Day of Summer, a solo hit from Mr. Carey from 1984. Gotta say hi to Allison, who's listening at Jenny Craig tonight in Webster. Hi, Allison! She's been listening for a bunch of weeks, and I'm actually gonna play a song for her coming up next, if I have it. If I don't, well, I'm not playing anything for you, Allison. Ollie and Jerry on Crap from the Past.
Crap from the Past.
It is the 70s, right down to the smallest detail.
On WRUR.
He's been waiting down there, waiting half a day. They never ever see him from the top. He gets pushed around, knocked to the ground. He gets to his feet and he says, what about me? It isn't fair. I've had enough, now I want my share. Can't you see? I want to live, but you just take more than you give. Well, there's a pretty girl serving at the counter of a corner shop. She's been waiting back there, waiting for a dream. Her dreams walk in and now they never stop. Well, she's not too proud to cry out loud. She runs to the street and she screams.
Digital domain through the miracle of frequency modulation into your home or car. This is Indeedly Doodly Crap from the Past here on WRUR-FM. Allison, I found your song, much to my own surprise. It was a small hit in 1983 and a smaller hit back in 1989 when they re-released it. The one-hit wonder group Moving Pictures and What About Me. Hi, everyone out there, Jenny Craig and Webster. Crank us up really, really loud because the next 20 minutes or so are going to be thoroughly aerobic the way I see things because I'm going to give you the cosmic slop right here, the cosmic connection between the groups Led Zeppelin, Cheap Trick, and Milli Vanilli. It's a guy named Frank Farian. We hate him, so let us denounce his name starting now. Think evil thoughts and direct them towards Mr. Frank Farian, and I'll explain why. He's a German producer, you see. Well, there's more to it than that. He was responsible for such musical atrocities as Boney M., Defar Corporation, La Bouche, who's a current group that's on the chart right now on the dance charts, and naturally, Stan Milley and Willie Vanilli, the duo known as, Well, you know. And so I'm going to be doing a career retrospective here of the multi-untalented Frank Farian. Here's one of his first efforts from 1978, and it's painful. Here's Boney M. from Germany and Rivers of Babylon.
The rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yeah, we wept when we remembered Zion. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yeah, we wept when we remembered.
Actually got as high as number 30 in the summer of 1978. It's Boney M. My guess is that Boney M. doesn't even know how to speak English. A German creation of producer Frank Farian and Rivers of Babylon. Did I mention Frank Farian, we hate you? Although you gave me a lot of good crap to work with here on Crap from the Past. And I think, well, first here, let me play this because I'm very proud of these. I was
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
Love it.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from
the
Past.
This is the best.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
I was digging through my old production stuff and I found all these voiceovers that a guy in Tucson did for me, and I'm very pleased with myself, so I'll be playing these as much as I can. Where was I? Oh, yes, in the middle of my Frank Farian tribute here, and I think It's time to give more crap away. Since I only have two shows left, I got a bunch of cassettes just burning a hole in my pocket, and I gotta give them away. So write down this phone number, 275-9787. You got it? It's an easy question, and the first correct caller wins his or herself a terrible cassette of my choice. And I don't impose that 30 days crap. If you've won recently, well, call again, because all this can be yours. Frank Farian, yes, I played you something of his from 78. Well, he laid kind of low for a while. And he might have released stuff in Germany, but nothing important happened over here in the United States until 1986 or 87, somewhere in there. He assembled a crew kind of like Boney M. That included, of all people, some members of the group Toto. Very strange. He called it the Far Corporation. And they were worthless, except for one song, which is very interesting. They remade, of all things, Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. And I think did a pretty reasonable job with it, because they didn't stay all that true to the original. What I'm going to play for you here, and for the next 7 minutes and 50 seconds, is the dance mix that they released of Stairway to Heaven, never before aired on WRUR. And before I get into that, well, what the hell, I'm just started now. Oh, yeah. Nope, can't start it now because I got to do the contest thingy right here. 275-9787 will get you a cassette if you can name one song, any song recorded by the multi-talented duo Milli Vanilli. One Milli Vanilli record, that's all I ask. 275-9787, and you got your bad self a bad cassette from all of us here at Crap from the Past. This is the Far Corporation, 1987, produced by the hated man, Frank Farian, on Crap from the Past. We'll be right back. What the hell was that? I know that's what you're thinking. Stairway to Heaven, as recorded by the group Far Corporation in 1986 or 87. A group produced by Frank Farian. The evil Frank Farian. The same guy who produced Boney M. before that. And Milli Vanilli. I asked a fairly simple question. A trivia question, actually. And I was giving away this fabulous cassette of David Lee Roth, Crazy from the Heat. All I wanted to know was the name of one Milli Vanilli song, and Nicole, listening in Rochester, was able to name, girl, you know it's true, their first and worst hit. And what I'm going to play for you now is their last single that I know of released in this country as Milli Vanilli. It came out on a 45 single, did not come out on cassette, never appeared on CD or any 12-inch or any album, and I have it right here. Here's the Milli Vanilli Mega Mix on Crap from the Past.
Yeah.
song bad. Milli Vanilli and their Mega Mix, released as a 7-inch single in 1990. And there it was. The star had fallen. The backlash had begun. And then people found out that they really didn't sing on their album. And people got slightly upset. They repealed that Best New Artist Grammy. And everybody stopped buying Milli Vanilli records. So you're probably wondering what happened after Milli Vanilli, because the story can't just end there. And you're right, it doesn't. It turns out the guys who actually sang on the album were three German guys whose name I can't pronounce, and nobody of any importance, and they went on to release a second album overseas as the real Milli Vanilli. And what I'm going to play you right here, I think, was the first single released from that album in 1990, so it was right on the heels of the other one. It samples a Kraftwerk song from 1978 called, I think it's called Trans Europe Express. Here's the real Milli Vanilli and Keep on Running. Wait a minute, I gotta do this.
Ron looks very good in a blue chiffon dress. Boogie Monster Gerber.
Hi, you just survived Keep On Running by The Real Milli Vanilli, released in 1990 as the follow-up, or at least in overseas, as the follow-up to their big hit album. Yep, I'm doing the Milli Vanilli tribute here, and I have to thank Sandy for calling in. Sandy's been listening for quite a few months. And Barry, who's calling in from Caledonia. I had to actually ask where that is, and apparently it's about 25 miles west of here. Surprising, considering our little station is only like, what, 3,000 watts? 3,000 picowatts, maybe. And it's a miracle that our signal reaches out there. But Barry's been listening for well over a year. And thanks for calling in, Barry, and thanks for listening all these weeks, and I certainly do appreciate it. And I have one gut-wrenching song left in my gigantic Milli Vanilli tribute, and I guess this will bring closure to the whole thing. I told you what happened to the three guys who actually sang on the album, but I didn't tell you what happened to Rob Pilatus and Fabrice Morvan, Rob and Fab. I guess they couldn't find work for a while. I guess that's not too surprising either, but they actually released an album that they produced all by themselves in 1993. The album was called... Damn, I don't remember what the album was called, but it was released as by Rob and Fab on a teeny tiny record label, so don't even try and find it in stores. But I have it right here. The high point of the album is a cover version of a song that was made popular in 1978 by Cheap Trick. If you're not sitting down, you better sit down, because this is going to hurt real bad. It's Rob and Fab butchering a Cheap Trick classic. It's I Want You to Want Me. I don't write them, I just play them. This is Crap from the Past on WRUR.
I want you to want me. First time I saw ya, you look so fine, I wanna make you mine. Tell me girl, can you spend some time with me? Cause I can make you see, that with me is where you wanna be. So girl, if you know what I mean, I want you to walk.
I want you to want me, I need you.
For me to make your body move, slide over here, let me whisper in your ear. Tell you the things you want to hear, like
I want you,
and I adore you, and I'm the one to do it for you. So girl, if you know what I mean, then I want you.
I want you to want me.
XY welcomes Milli Vanilli.
Milli Vanilli
live.
Don't forget.
7:30, April 10th, at Rochester War Memorial.
Baby, don't tease, ooh, just please, cause you know it's just me and you.
Millie Vanilli.
All or nothing, it's got to be.
Breaking into the moves, stepping into the groove. Millie Vanilli, feel the rhythm, feel the blues.
Girl, I'm gonna miss you.
It's Millie Vanilli live.
Yes, you know it's true.
The dynamic duo of the decade. Rob and Fab, together with special guest Young MC.
What comes next? Hey, Buster Move.
Plus, Seduction. Tickets on sale now at the box office. Ticketron. Call Teletron 1-800-382-8080. It's Millie Vanilli at Rochester War Memorial. Live April 10th, a Rochester Broadway Theater League and Magic City production.
Don't call the number. Don't call the number. And don't sue us. That's a real commercial from that Top 40 station that aired back in 1990. So don't sue us. Use Duke Jupiter, a bunch of local boys on Crap from the Past.
Yeah, the time is just to watch that you wind when you're down feeling born to lose. Know some people get burned every day. Wonder how they're making it through. I think I know what you're trying to say. I've never seen you run from a fight. We're gonna live to sing that song again. I believe everything is gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. Cinderella and Cinderella. I never look back, but I've always known. Someday I'll see you again. Have a drink to you. Have a drink to you.
Don't you get sick and tired feeling like that? Do you have to be unhappy to smile?
Jupiter from 1982, and I'll drink to you. If you haven't heard, next week is my last show. That makes me sadder than it makes anybody else, believe it or not. And I have to thank the dozens and dozens of people who've called in over the last year and a half. Yeah, I started at RUR back in 1986, 11 years ago. But the Crap from the Past has only been around in its current incarnation for a year and a half. And I have to thank everybody, each and every one of you who've called in. You see, I got a new day job. My real job is not radio. I don't get paid a dime for this. Although I should. Hey, enlightenment, and it only took 11 years. But I got a new day job, and it's going to take me all the way across the country to Minneapolis, Minnesota. So when it's 20 below here, you can best believe that it'll be 50 below out there, and I'll be freezing my little New York butt off. But I think I'll be okay. And the challenge for me is going to be to try and get Crap from the Past hooked up with a radio station out there. Mighty difficult. So you better tape next week's show, because when I'm rich and famous, it's going to be worth a whole lot of money. Now, if you like your funk uncut, if you have to have the P-Funk, if you want to get funked up, you came to the right place. And a guy named James B., a.k.a. Don, gave me a call and wanted to hear Dub Bomb Flashlight. Here's Parliament from 1978 on Crap from the Past.
Yeah.
70s, right down to the smallest detail.
On WRUR.
Broadway singer Ethel Merman's next album will be filled with disco remakes of her old standards like I Got Rhythm.
If you think you could escape crap from the past without hearing the Ethel Merman disco album one more time, I don't think so. Ah, the lush sounds and overproduction from 1979 is the musical atrocity known as the Ethel Merman disco album, and it came out on A&M Records. Yep, they're not proud. You're not gonna find this baby on CD, and if you can find this baby at all on record, it's worth quite a bit of money. If you can find its seal that's never been played, it's worth a ludicrous amount of money. So you should give it to me, yes. Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Got 12 minutes left on Crap from the Past this week. If I haven't said goodbye to you in person, call me up at 275-9787. I want to thank all my listeners in person. You made the last year and a half a lot of fun for me. And I want to thank you. Ethel. Doesn't get any better than this. Well, maybe it does. No, it doesn't. Ethel Merman on Crap from the Past.
They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you opened, and there you are. Next day on your dressing room, they hung a star. Let's go on with the show. Let's go on with the show.
Can you say misguided? As disco was fading, somebody at A&M Records thought it would be a good idea for Ethel Merman to record an album of disco versions of her classic show tunes. And therefore I give you the Ethel Merman disco album, and a true abomination in every sense of the word. And you think any other stations in town are going to play that? Not likely. And you think any other retro show in Rochester or anywhere else in the country for that matter is going to play that? I don't think so. Yeah! Having said my piece now, I think I'm going to do the equivalent of that big, what's it called? The finale thingy. You know, when the fireworks displays after the 26 minutes is up and they decide to play everything all at once? Well, that's what I'm going to do here. I just got a call from a guy named Tony who's been listening for a couple of weeks, and from someone else named Sandy who's also been listening for a couple of weeks. Thank you both for calling 275-9787. If you're listening out there and you haven't called in, just do so in the next couple of minutes, because it'll make me happy and I'll get to thank you in person. And someone suggested that, why don't I just play all those Casey Kasem bits again? Well, I think that's a great idea. So for the next 6 minutes or so, I am really breaking etiquette here in that I'm giving away all my sound bites, but not quite, because I'll play them over this instrumental version of The Look of Love by ABC. So if you hear the look of love behind any Casey Kasem drops, you know where they came from this show, ladies and gentlemen. Without any further ado, my idol, Casey Kasem.
The men from Melbourne, Australia's men at work. Disco and rock aren't enemies. They're both loud, exuberant, upbeat celebrations of natural youthful impulses to dance and carry on. She blinded me with science. People are depressed by taxes and inflation. They want a party, and disco has taken the party to the mainstream. Here's Culture Club. You know, disco dancing has led to a new medical specialty called discogenics, which deals with back injuries caused by getting down too strenuously.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
If I can create a fantasy for people, give them a couple of hours to dance their hearts out, to make them forget they have a payment to make tomorrow, then I think I'm doing a public service. It's a duet by Kenny Rogers and Sheena Easton. Here's a hard rock song by the San Francisco band Journey. Disco and rock aren't enemies. They're both loud, exuberant, upbeat celebrations of natural youthful impulses to dance and carry on. In recent months, the discos of America have been populated, in a matter of speaking, by a wide assortment of characters, including a soldier, a cowboy, an Indian, a construction worker, a biker, and a motorcycle cop, all from New York's Greenwich Village. Sailing in and dropping anchor at number 25, it must be the Village People. The men from Melbourne, Australia's men at work. She blinded me with science. Here's Culture Club.
Dawn, that's the end.
KC and the Sunshine Band. Disco music is like a bad cold that won't go away. Disco is the pop music of tomorrow. In the wacky, wild, whirling world of roller disco, the dancers are on wheels. I'd like to take everybody who's doing evil in the world and turn them on to the positive energies of disco dancing. Well, I don't know that roller skating to a disco beat will help wipe out crime, but it couldn't hurt.
Nothing else sounds as good as
Crap from the Past on KXCI.
No, not that one!
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
91.3.
No, wrong station. I think that about does it for the Casey Kasem drops for now. I have more, but I don't know where they are. Let me try this one.
It's right down to the small...
That's not it.
Matthew, here's your request and dedication.
I'm not sure what I actually would have used.
Love
that.
Will keep us together.
That's a beautiful
We
thing.
Listen to all types of music, but we found ourselves particularly inspired by Culture Club.
This is to say thanks to Boy George for being himself. Discos are playgrounds for grown-ups. They're adult Disneylands. People are free to be themselves there after being cooped up all week. Disco music is like a bad cold that won't go away. Disco is the pop music of tomorrow. By the way, I certainly don't mean to be giving the impression that everybody loves disco. I'm not a disco fan. I find it mind-bending. It's a contributing factor to epilepsy.
On that note, yes, Casey Kasem is my idol, but you knew that, and you just survived The Look of Love Part 3, I believe. And wrapping things up here, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. I have one show coming up next week, one last show here on Crap from the Past. And Siren, my co-host, is going to be here, or former co-host, will be here next week as well, whooping it up. It's going to be pretty good. If you only have one show to tape, it probably should have been this one. If you're going to tape another show, you should probably bust out the cassette decks and tape it next week. Because, as Pete pointed out, it's going to hurt real bad. Let me leave you with one last track from Thomas Dolby. If you bought the CD of the Golden Age of Wireless, you got a screwed-up version of Radio Silence, different from the LP. Here's the LP version that you can't get on CD. Bye-bye. See you next week.
I'm Dennis O'Brien, president of the university.
We worship you, O'Brien, while Lord over us all.
WRUR-FM, Rochester.
North Memphis, near where the empty, burned-out shell of a stolen FBI SWAT vehicle was found on Tuesday. The van was filled with a dozen assault weapons, including automatic rifles and two grenade launchers, when it was stolen from a motel parking lot. Police say one arrest has been made.